1034, 105.3 The Fan, Elf and Friends roll on. DJ Roy White, as always, Mike Bassick with us in Surprise, Arizona. Coming up at 11 o'clock, the Mavericks won last night. Who was the Schmagegi wearing a headband? We'll talk about that at 11 o'clock for sure. We had a road trip yesterday. We planned on it. I called way ahead, said I'm taking the boys to a Phoenix Suns Spurs game. So thanks to the Phoenix Suns getting his credentials. So we get there. We park right next to the arena. $10 parking right next to the arena. I thought that was stunning.
It's not Dallas.
No, there's not anything about the Phoenix Arena, U.S. Airways Arena.
And then they had sailors singing outside the stadium.
Very unstable. I mean, I thought I was, you know, the YMCA was about to break out. Literally had sailors in their uniforms playing on a stage, like rocking out. And it was just very uncomfortable. We could not walk inside the arena quick enough.
Yeah.
I was so nervous that, you know, their YMCA was going to break out.
They made you uncomfortable?
There
were like three hot chicks on that stage. Did you not look closely?
No, I saw guys singing, and I bolted.
They were in
the
sailor
arena.
Uniforms, too.
Yeah. So anyway, we get into the arena. We get our credentials. Fantastic. We walk in, and right away we start running into people. First one we see is our former Maverick, Elston Turner.
Yeah.
Was good he friend cool? of yours.
Yeah, good friend. His son
defensive
plays for,
specialist.
Yeah, his son plays for Texas A&M. We had a nice conversation with him.
And he wasn't too high on his own team.
No. He didn't understand why Phoenix was making a run at the playoffs, but he was pretty cool, Dad. So he was nice. Did we have a conversation with him?
Nope.
Awesome
no confrontation.
Dude.
None whatsoever.
Cool guy.
All right. So
handshakes all around.
Went around. Then we went inside. We saw Michael Wilbon of PTI. He was very cool.
Yes.
And got a chance to chat with him for a minute or so. No confrontation with him.
Awesome dude.
Thought that could be the one.
I did too.
He was nice as hell. Man.
Yeah. And then
super nice guy.
As we're walking in the back hallway, Steve Nash runs into us, exchanges high fives as he's running down the tunnel. That was kind of cool.
I think he had to take a whiz before
the
game started.
He actually did and didn't wash his hands. And then
he actually did.
That's why
he fist bumped me, because he didn't wash his hands. Then we saw the gorilla, the Phoenix gorilla. I love the Phoenix gorilla. We tried to get in a confrontation with him. Didn't work.
He wouldn't talk back.
He would not. He didn't speak a word. A couple of grunts.
They let me brush him backstage.
Oh, see, that's good. Why, you used your brush on him?
No, I used his brush on
him.
Wow,
that's impressive. All right, so then we go and we realize, oh, my God, there's a special person here tonight at the Phoenix Arena. We see David Stern and his little compadre, Adam Silver.
Yeah.
And so we realize, oh, wow, he's got a little press conference. So we said, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we're walking down underneath.
Uh-huh.
And Stern is being led by Julie Fi, the Phoenix Suns media relations director. And the funny thing is you got to understand, I mean, I'm like the little munchkin here. You know, Bassick, Roy White, and DJ are all like 6'3 and up. You know, I'm maybe at 6 foot on high heels, okay?
First of all, you're not scared of anything. We walk onto the court on the side. We don't go actually on the game playing court. But, I mean, you go right underneath the basket, grab a basketball.
I was going to take a three-pointer.
As Matt Barner still working on his game before the game. And I'm like, I think Elf is just going to just start playing basketball on the basketball
court. I'm telling
you,
I got the basketball. I got a couple of dribbles in. I was about to take the shot, and then I realized, we just saw David Stern on the court. Let's go follow him. So as we're following into the tunnel, Stern seized all four of us, and the three guys to my left here are monsters, and then there's me, and Stern looks at us, and he goes, oh, my God, look at these guys. I said, it's the Jewish mafia. And he turns and looks at me, and I said, Brokata. And he just started laughing, so he knew right away I was a tribe member. So we get into the press conference. He has a press conference. I sit in the front row. DJ sits next to me. You guys were in there?
I took a picture from behind you, and the picture, I'm going to tweet it out.
Okay.
At Roy White, I. It was a picture, you are sitting on pins and needles like the excited kid who just walked into the first day of class, and he can't wait to ask the question.
Well, look, when I see it's David Stern, I mean, I immediately have 35 questions in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to wait for them to say go. And the lady said, please say your name, where you're from, and go. So one guy asked the first question, and he didn't say, he just asked a question. And I remember Julie Fi saying, address who you are and where you're from. Here we go. Here's my first one to David Stern.
Mark Elfenbein, 105.3 The Fan, home of the Dallas Mavericks, by the way, defending champions. Has the condensed schedule worked out to what you thought it would be with all the back-to-back-to-back games and the season played out the way you thought?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe there's been a little bit more discussion about it than we had expected when you consider that it's two additional games per month per team. I think if you polled the average fan, they would say it was 12 more games per month per team. But I think it's created a lot of excitement around the league. In some ways, maybe more excitement than we had anticipated, especially coming out of the lockout. So if anything, I'd say it's played out better. I mean, we're monitoring the injuries closely, and I think in terms of long-term injuries, we've seen no increase over prior years. Clearly, some teams, from a strategic standpoint, obviously San Antonio, we're going to see tonight, are sitting players for strategic reasons, and I think maybe teams are playing more for the playoffs this year. Not an original observation, but we're seeing this year as opposed to playoff position. So, it's definitely having an impact, and I'd say it's not ideal. But given what the alternative was, we're pretty happy where we are.
So that is Adam Silver. He's going to be taking over for David Stern.
Was he a cool guy.
Oh, he was so cool. And so he kind of turns to look at David Stern, and Stern answers the question himself.
If you're a fan of League Pass, it's ideal. It's a Monday night, and all of a sudden there are six games. What's going on here? There's no night that you can't get some action on NBA League Pass. Pretty exciting. But we get some pretty interesting situations.
So, all right, so I asked my question. So now I'm waiting for a room full of people to ask questions. And, nobody was really doing it. It was just so quiet.
Yeah.
So I immediately say, all right, I got another question. I raise my hand, and here's where confrontation begins with David Stern.
NBA's implemented the instant replay.
Wait a minute, that's your second question.
Oh, sorry.
For crying out loud. It's me, I'm anti-Semitic, so I...
So David Stern, knowing that I hit him with the Jewish mafia
he's
thing...
He's singing you.
And he's Jewish, I'm Jewish, and he hears me, I'm ready to ask us, and he shoots me down and just says, hey, that's your second question. So he goes to the guy behind me, right? And the guy asked the dumbest question in the row, right, Mike?
It was standing next to me.
It was stupid.
Boy, Mike wanted to, it looked like he wanted to ask a question. Hey, Commissioner, why don't you kill yourself? That's how Mike was standing in the corner. And then when the eyes went to the guy right next to him,
right,
stared at the
so
ground.
DJ looks at me when Stern just shoots me down. And kind of go, and I look at him, I go, hold on a second. I ain't done with this son of a gun yet. So I finally... realize now the guy next to me,
the Associated Press guy,
yeah, he had already asked a question, so I realized, don't ask a second question, so I'm gonna wait. Well, the guy next to me sneaks in a question, and as he asked the question, David Stern looked right at me, and he's like going, I'm sorry. He realizes that this guy got in a question.
He gave you that little nod.
Yeah, he gave me the nod. And so then I said, all right, son of a gun, I'm gonna sneak in another freaking question. Stern, here we go. So here's my question again, my second one.
Okay, what's your question?
Hi, David. How are you?
Good to see you.
You guys have had instant replay in the NBA on certain situations, and that seemed to work out well. Are you looking at other parts of the game that you might go to replay on as well?
Our competition committee has the final word in these matters. But I think there's going to be a very robust discussion about goaltending, which I'm not going to mention. LaMarcus Aldridge and the Portland game. But there has been some discussion about goaltending. And there are serious issues about all of this, because if you give the coach the opportunity to throw the flag, that's the whole advantage of the taking away the advantage of the team that got the ball was on their way down the court and the coach throws the flag. It's kind of interesting. But we're going to look at it, because I won't give you the whole history, but we probably have a dozen things now where we have instant replay, up from nothing. And what we want to do is get it right without killing the flow of the game.
So, Stern answer. There was a little bit more we'll get to a little bit later on, but you guys were in there. I mean, did you shoot your wheels off that quick when he just shot me down?
I thought it was great. Because, that's your personality. You're aggressive. You get what you need, and... You ended up getting exactly what you
needed. Oh, I was getting what I wanted.
Well, and it was funny because I think originally he didn't want to come back to you, but then as the other questions came, he kept looking at you answering other people's questions. Him and Adam Silver, you were in the front. And
Adam Silver was
staring at you while he was answering the other guy's questions.
That's because Elf's the only one asking anything intelligible.
Exactly.
Everybody else said there was a bunch of goons.
Are they going to play basketball tonight?
Oh, my God.
Good question.
crazy stuff.
That was so cool.
A lot of fun. We got more audio coming at you at 11:15 in Taste of Soup. We had some fun then as well. What are we doing next? We're going to Nosh with our boy Josh next right here on The Fan.
NBA's implemented the instant replay.
Wait a minute, that's your second question.
Oh, sorry.
For crying out loud.
Thank you, Mr.
It's me. I'm anti-Semitic, so I...
That's okay.